From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. 5 days after a massive earthquake left much of Haiti in rubble, survivors are still being found. NPR's Tom Bullock has more from Port-au-Prince.
Collapsed and severely damaged buildings seem to be the norm here in the Haitian capital. Each rubble pile is potentially a rescue site or a tomb. But days after the quake, survivors are miraculously still being found. A somehow uninjured woman has been pulled from the ruins of the Hotel Montana. Early Sunday morning, three more people, including a 7-year-old girl, were freed from what once was a supermarket. The bottleneck at the Port-au-Prince airport seems to have eased, freeing up international search and rescue teams stuck waiting for personnel and gear. But with so many sites to search, so many days after the quake, hope for finding more survivors diminishes each day. Tom Bullock, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
Hundreds of thousands of people are still waiting for international aid that's been arriving at Haiti's main airport. USAID Administrator Raj Shah says efforts will be stepped up in the coming days.
Our immediate priorities, especially for the next week, are significantly scaling up the flow of health and medicines, medical supplies, improving water access and distribution for the people of Haiti that have been affected.
That's the USAID's Raj Shah speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. Ukraine is holding a presidential election today. It's the country's first since the 2004 Orange Revolution, when protesters took to the streets demanding democracy and a court threw out the initial results. Today's vote is widely expected to go to a runoff next month. NPR's David Green has this report from Kiev.
A lot has changed since the Orange Revolution. The man mysteriously poisoned then, Viktor Yushchenko, became president, but he's lost popularity amid Ukraine's economic woes. He was polling in single digits heading into today's vote. His once ally, now rival, Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko is a frontrunner, but the story has been Viktor Yanukovych. He's leading in the polls, even though he was the Orange Revolution's enemy, the candidate whose initial victory was found to be tainted. In Kiev today, I met Valentina Voronova. She was voting with her husband. The 72-year-old said she hopes all the freewheeling debate among the candidates is a sign today's election will be open and fair. More democracy, she pleaded. David Green, NPR News, Kiev.
The gunman who wounded Pope John Paul II in 1981 is scheduled to be released from a Turkish prison tomorrow. But after 30 years in jail, Mehmet Ali Aca may still need to fulfill required military service. His attorney says that Aca will be forced to undergo a fitness assessment. Pope Benedict XVI visited Rome's synagogue for the first time today, hoping to repair Jewish-Catholic relations. He defended the Vatican's actions during World War II, saying Catholic Church leaders helped Jews in a discreet and hidden way. This is NPR. Taliban militants ambushed police in western Afghanistan today, killing six people, including the Herat province's district chief. A local spokesman says gunmen opened fire from several directions as a security convoy was passing through. The show goes on in Hollywood tonight, despite worldwide attention being paid to the aftermath of Haiti's earthquake. But the mood at the 67th annual Golden Globe Awards will likely be toned down. NPR's Renita Jablonski has details.
The Hollywood Foreign Press Association, the group that puts on the Globes, announced earlier in the week it had donated $100,000 to a foundation to aid relief efforts in Haiti. Many of the celebrities in attendance are expected to use their airtime to encourage donations. Actor George Clooney will host a global telethon for Haitian recovery on Friday. Clooney is nominated for Best Actor in a Drama Film. That movie, Up in the Air, leads the pack with six nominations, including Best Drama. On the TV side, Glee has the most nominations. The show focuses on a high school glee club. The nods for Glee include Best Television Comedy or Musical Series. Comedian Ricky Gervais will host the Golden Globes. Renita Jablonski, NPR News.
In football, another round of NFC and AFC playoffs kicks off in Minneapolis today with the Vikings playing host to the Dallas Cowboys. The winner will have to face off against New Orleans, who defeated the Arizona Cardinals yesterday. In today's AFC matchup, the San Diego Chargers host the New York Jets, and the winner of today's game faces the Colts next week in the AFC Championship. This is NPR.